Hello, this is Peter Stewart on Twitter. I'm Tweeter Stewart. There we are, that's the right one. Thank you very much indeed for the loan of your ears today. I've trained at the prestigious Central School of Speech and Drama and also for and with the BBC in London. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Long episode yesterday, shorter one today, as we start the introduction on a slightly different topic. We're going to go for a couple of extremes of speeds over the next couple of weeks. First of all, we're going to be talking about the faster read, and then, inevitably, we're going to be talking about the much slower read, the kind of situations in which you may talk particularly fast or particularly slow, what that means, how it can be interpreted, the message given purely by some fast talking, and also some what I've called speed traps about the problems that may be caused when you do so. Now, usually your listeners won't have a second chance to process what it is that you've said. There's no easy rewind button on live radio or video, and certainly not in an auditorium presentation. When speaking face-to-face, we can change our pace in response to the feedback we get and our feeling of their understanding of the topic, but not with pre-recorded audio or live audio from a radio studio, because you don't know how people are going to react, because either they haven't heard it yet or they're not in front of you. So tomorrow we'll start with extremes of speed with the faster read and some reasons why you may talk fast. See how many you can think of between now and then. And I'll be back tomorrow with more as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.